This is CoreLink Solution Radio, hosted by CEO, author, and leadership developer, James Russo.
Welcome to another episode of the CoreLink Solution, where we empower you with awareness and actionable insights. Believe it or not, more than 20 million people at this juncture have filed for unemployment in the United States alone. And recent numbers suggest that by the end of the year, almost 40 million people may be evicted from their homes. Right now, when you think about that, it's not only about how you prepare for the rest of this year in terms of finding unemployment or creating sources of income. This is a must-do now situation for so many folks. And so today's episode is going to be about how do you do that? How do you create multiple streams of income?
How do I find something that can be reoccurring, that I can bring in extra, right? Multiple streams of income. And so that's why it's so critical to realize, yes, you're going to bump your head. Yes, but you bumped your head your job. That was brilliant. But here's the thing I love about additional opportunities here in America. Let me just speak to North America.
Okay.
Because, you know, there's a free enterprise system.
Right.
And so there's nothing holding us back except us. And so the only reason we haven't succeeded to a level that we desire is because it's what we think about us. And the moment we think about ourselves, how God sees us, we're unlimited.
I spent a little time in HR, but I've not done what you've done, man, being the head of HR strategy. I'm sure you get tons of questions such as, Mr. Phillip, I'm in this part of the company right now, and I want to get up to here. And it's always up and to the right. No one really wants lateral moves, right? Everyone wants to go up and to the right. And they desire to do so, and they're looking for the magic potion and the magic answer, right? How do you talk to them about the importance of learning and development relative to their career life cycle?
It really comes back to, I ask them questions like, what is your motivation? What are you actually trying to get out of that question of how do I chart from here to here? If you're looking for just the promotion or just the next role, then my question would be, why? What is that doing for you? And what are your motivations? Are they extrinsic? Hey, I just want more money. I just want to get to this thing. Or is it more intrinsic? The meaningful work I want to do lends to this area, and I'm really trying to find my way there.
But let's call them transferable skills across the board, right? Because those skills, design thinking, complex problem solving, let's add to that things like resilience, things like we started with, self-management, things like persistence, and all those things that look like character traits, but are tested over time to help you make them habitual and whatnot. And build up your ability to do them well are things you can cross industries with, cross functions inside of industries with, and actually help differentiate you from the rest of the pack over time. Because a lot of times we have these trends, right, where people focus on, to your point, Python programming. Like that's the thing for a second. Like, oh my God, I got to be a Python programmer, right? And then if that leaves and you did not pick up those other transferable skills, you may struggle with that, right? And I think the other critical component, again, around the self-management piece is that it raises your antenna and ability to start sensing and thinking to understand what's happening in front of you, right? Maybe before other people do, right? So you can understand, it's like the book, Who Moved My Cheese? Well, it's one thing when your cheese is already moved. It's another thing to have an inkling that someone's going to move the cheese, right? You know that.
CoreLink Solution Radio.